Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today we are talking kissing fails.
Which, you know, we haven't done a lot of kissing between us.
Yeah, but look, kissing, it was International Kissing Day.
Yes.
And it is, kissing's weird if you ask me. Like, great, but it's just strange when you really think about the nitty gritty of it all.
Look, it is weird and it is embarrassing. I think so many of the disasters do tend to come from your teenage years.
Definitely.
I do remember with my first girlfriend, this would have been, you know, maybe year 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd actually broken up and gotten back together at this point because, you know, that's a teenage relationship. We were on a history camp together. Probably would have been around Moonta, I reckon, looking at some mines.
Nice.
And that was definitely, we were sort of a little bit all over each other. I think Mr. Buxton had to say, all right, stop holding her hand under the table. But we were at the bus. I think we were probably towards the front. Mm-hmm. And we were just sort of, you know, not kissing because it's, you know, broad daylight school trip, but like very close. Very close.
Mm.
And then you just hear from the back row, Simon Davis goes, kiss her, Robin. Give her a kiss.
As kids do.
So embarrassing. So scary. So sad for me.
Did you go into the peer pressure or did you not?
No, of course not.
Good job.
I think that might have been why Claire and I fell apart.
Because of that exact moment.
I think we'd be married now. If not for Simon.
Oh, well, it's nice to have someone to blame, isn't it? Well, I was talking earlier about my constant fear of my braces. If ever the time come I had to kiss someone else with braces, that they would just interlock and we'd be stuck forever. Because in the movies, they make it sound like that's an actual problem.
Yeah. We did put out the call, though, for kissing disasters.
We did. We put out the call, 858-23931. Andy from Remmark called through. Andy, tell us, what is your kissing fail?
I split this girl's lip at a party, going in too hard, I think.
Oh, no. Was that a tooth or how do you do that?
It was a uni party and there was a couple of drinks involved and me and this girl hit it off and we were talking a bit and, got in too hard and, one of my front teeth hit her and split her lip.
So you headbutted her?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, the question really is, do you come back from that, Andy, or do you just think, let's call it a day, we're done?
Nah, I completely killed the mood. Yeah. She was off with her friends and there was blood and tissues and completely killed the mood.
I mean, there's no kissing license, but I think you might have to go back to school for that one.
Yeah, it's gone. It is well gone.
Oh, no. I'm feeling the pain just talking about it. Thank you so much for that one, Andy.
No worries, guys. Good on you.